One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. I'm Dr. Ayan Panja, and each week I'll give you honest and refreshing perspectives to help you put health into context. There's so much health information out there, it can be confusing. People have even asked me to be their personal medical advisor. Well, this is the next best thing. Now, on with the episode. Today, I'd like to talk about continuous glucose monitoring. Now, why am I talking about this? Well, I'm doing it at the moment myself, and that's because I had an opportunity to get a continuous glucose monitor. And just to explain what it does for those of you that don't know, it's a tiny device that you put on your arm that continuously monitors the level of glucose or sugar in your blood. Now, there's so much to this, and people have very strong views on this. So I'm going to put it into context initially, because the people that absolutely need this, and I think, you know, that I'm not exaggerating at all, it saves lives, and not just in slow motion, are people with type 1 diabetes. And in really simple terms, that condition means that the pancreas, or the endocrine part of the pancreas, doesn't make enough insulin, which is a really important hormone to push glucose back into cells. And that means glucose hangs around effectively in the blood, raising blood glucose levels, which in the long term can be very damaging to our heart, kidneys, eyes, and other organ systems. And in type 1 diabetes can lead to a condition called diabetic ketoacidosis, which is acute and potentially life-threatening. Now, I just want to stick with type 1 diabetes for a moment, because I think the way that that condition has evolved in terms of how care has improved, and also the journey that those patients have. So often they're diagnosed in childhood, and it's a big diagnosis. It's really life-changing and a lot of information to take in, and suddenly you're having to monitor your blood glucose, your blood sugar effectively, continuously. And what it used to mean was pricking your fingers, which, you know, you have to get used to needles in type 1 diabetes. Not easy for anyone, particularly for a child. And I want to take my hat off to, you know, the diabetes nurses and the educators in hospitals and in GP surgeries that do great work in this area. And also to Professor Partha Kaur, because one of the things that makes life much easier for this group of patients is continuous glucose monitoring. And the reason is that it kind of eliminates the need to do finger prick testing, because you've got a monitor on you 24/7. So you're getting real-time readings from interstitial fluid just under the skin. Such a clever, clever device. And that tells someone with type 1 diabetes whether their sugars are too high, or even more importantly, really, whether they're too low and they're about to have a hypo. And I guess the reason I want to doff my hat in a way to Professor Kaur is because he was one of the driving forces in making this type of device free in the NHS in England for people with type 1 diabetes. and that will undoubtedly have saved lives. I can tell you that now. So that's about the group that really need this. So why the heck am I doing an episode on the actual monitoring, and why am I doing it myself? Well, many of you will have heard of Zoe. And, you know, I have nothing to do with Zoe. I'm not associated with it at all. But what they do is they analyse your gut bugs, and also they give you a monitor, like the one I'm currently wearing, that gives you real-time results on what your blood glucose is doing. And what Zoe does, essentially, is monitors your response to food, not just your blood sugar, but also what the quality of your gut bugs are like and how you can improve those. Now, what have gut bugs got to do with your response to food? Well, quite a lot, really. So I read a paper a while ago, and you know what it's like with the diet wars, you know, red meat's bad for you, white meat's good, and all this sort of stuff. And actually, of course, it's completely individual, ultimately. And, you know, we know if you eat ultra-processed foods, you're going to make your gut bugs, your gut microbiome worse, or if you smoke or drink alcohol regularly. But what's interesting is that certain foods become pro-inflammatory, like red meat, particularly in the presence of bad gut bugs. There are certain species of gut bacteria that do various things. For example, there's one species called Bacteroides, which is associated with higher cholesterol. But there's another species called Firmicutes that seem to confer benefits in terms of cardiovascular disease and also weight control. So if you sort of match your gut bugs to your responses to food, then you've really got some clever tools there in order to literally feel better. So a lot of people who've done this, and I haven't done Zoe, but say that they feel a lot more energy, their weight is better controlled if that was something they were struggling with, and generally their gut feels better. Now, continuous glucose monitoring, which is just the bit that you wear on your arm that tells you what your blood sugar control is like, I think is still useful on its own. Now, I've got an episode on gut symptoms, and if some of you are listening thinking, well, I don't want to do something like Zoe for whatever reason, because it's, I don't know, an expense that you can't afford at the moment or whatever, to improve your gut bugs, you know, that's one of the key elements of doing something like that. You know, if you want to sort of learn more about that, listen to my episode on gut symptoms, which is episode 28. But the long and short of it really is that the more diverse your diet and the more plants you have in your diet, the broader the variety of your gut bugs will be. And, you know, fibrous foods will increase things like a microbe called Acomantia mucilophilia, which in turn increases something called short-chain fatty acids that really improve the barrier function of the gut. And that's important because, believe it or not, that is linked to blood glucose control. And I'll post links, of course, about how that works. Systems medicine at its best. So, what does this continuous glucose monitoring, this CGM, give you in terms of information? So I've been doing mine for a week now, and what I've been doing is experimenting with food. So I've been eating relatively normally, but then having a little bit more or less of certain things just to see what my responses are like. And for me personally, bearing in mind, you know, this is dependent on lots of things, like what I call in my book, The Health Fix, the how, what, and when of eating, and what my own gut bugs are like. It's been really interesting. So one of the things that really spiked my blood sugar was a banana and some grapes. So on separate occasions, they sent my blood glucose level up to 11 when they'd been quite stable, sat at just below 6. And I've also noticed that, you know, one night I had dinner quite a bit later than I normally would as an experiment to see if I woke up with a high blood sugar. And of course I did. But that was just on that day. And I don't want it to sound like I'm, you know, causing myself any harm, because sometimes I'm at work late and I eat dinner very late anyway. But this was an experiment, and really just wanted to almost prove to myself that certain timings and habits and foods have a certain effect. And I can often feel it. You know, I feel that afternoon crash sometimes when my blood sugar is dropping. but it really depends on what I've eaten or done just before. What it's enabling me to do is create a diary of things that affect my blood sugar. So stress affects it as well. And every time, you know, I notice a change in my blood sugar, I'm documenting what happened or what I'd eaten or what I was doing. Now, there's a few interesting things about this. Number one is that alcohol masks rises in blood sugar because your liver stops churning out new supplies of glucose. It normally breaks down something called glycogen, which is how glucose is stored. But that process doesn't happen when you're drinking alcohol. So some people drink alcohol and think, hey, my blood sugar's nice and stable, but it's a mask. The other thing I've noticed is in the mornings, I try and do some sort of physical exercise, and it's either something like weights or yoga or occasionally something high intensity. And what's interesting is my blood sugar goes up afterwards, even if I'm not eating anything. And there are three common reasons for this. For me, it's because I don't eat breakfast until sort of 10 o'clock. And this is something that happens when you fast effectively overnight, because you're not eating or drinking anything and you're exercising on an empty stomach. That can lead to a glucose spike. So that's probably what's going on with me. Another reason is if you're doing something fiercely aerobic, the adrenaline kind of sends a signal to your liver to break down glycogen and release glucose. And the other mechanism by which your blood sugar might go up during exercise or after exercise is because of lactic acid. So you've all probably had that feeling when you're on a run and your calf muscles are absolutely killing. They're really, really aching because you get a buildup of lactic acid. And what your body wants to do is madly get more energy to those muscles. And it does that by making more glucose. It converts lactic acid into glucose. So there's just a little bit about how glucose works in our body in different states. So stress will put it up. Exercise can put it up. But of course, eating foods and different types of foods can also put it up. Needless to say, anything that's got lots of sugar in it or refined carbohydrates will normally spike your blood sugar.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Now, the real crux question is, and someone asked me this the other day, is there actually any evidence that glucose spikes are bad for us? Why are they bad? Well, let's start with the mechanistic element of it. Why they're bad is when you get a blood glucose spike, it's immediately followed, And this is in everyone apart from people with type 1 diabetes, because we know that their pancreas doesn't make insulin, so they need insulin externally by injection. But in everyone else, what happens is as soon as your blood glucose rises and spikes, your pancreas churns out insulin to bring that glucose back to the normal level. What's insulin? Insulin is a hormone and it's anabolic, which means it builds things up. But what it also does is it lays down fat. In a way, it sort of hyperdrives processes in cells. And if you're constantly getting insulin spikes, it's almost like the glucose isn't the danger. It's what happens afterwards. It's the way that your body reacts to it. Two things happen. You know, if you've got lots of insulin floating around, after a while, your tissues don't recognize it and you become insulin resistant. This is what happens when you're developing type 2 diabetes, where blood sugar levels remain high because the insulin isn't effective anymore, because your tissues don't recognize it. So your body's not responding to the insulin. Now, for many years, I remember when I was at med school, there was this argument that sugar doesn't cause diabetes. But it's pretty obvious now that if you are continuing to challenge that insulin response, that natural response that our pancreas has to ingesting anything with sugar, and to take an extreme example, if you have 10 sugar spikes a day as opposed to 3, so someone who eats 3 meals will have 3 rises in blood glucose a day, but someone who's constantly, I don't know, having sweets, chocolates, biscuits throughout the day are going to have more spikes. So your pancreas is going to work harder effectively to manufacture insulin. Okay, I keep getting sidetracked. Let's go back to why actually continuous glucose monitoring might be useful for people who are not diabetic. I think it's very useful for people with diabetes. But is it just a fad for people like myself who I don't have diabetes, but I'm genuinely interested in how my blood glucose fluctuates depending on what I'm doing and what I'm eating? Well, my personal answer is yes, because it's changed what I'm doing. I know I pay the price if I don't get to bed at a particular time. I know I pay the price if I drink alcohol because my sugars are just higher later on. And I think the most important thing about this is about how you feel. So a lot of people who don't like this kind of gadgetry, if you want to call it that, and believe me, there are millions that do, you know, they love data, kind of think this is, you know, overkill and just, you know, looking for trouble or just ruining the enjoyment of life. I don't think it is. I'm only doing it for 2 weeks and I'm learning, you know, I'm learning what works for me and what doesn't. And, you know, sometimes having a tool that's factual, that's there pictorially in front of you. I find this a lot in the consulting room. If I show a patient the graph of what's happened to their, I don't know, their HbA1c, which is what you measure in terms of blood glucose control over a sort of 3-month period, or their cholesterol, it's a real motivator to keep doing better. And, you know, the one thing I've taken away is all of those things, most of which I cover actually in my book, The Health Fix, that we know about poor sleep or, for example, moving for half an hour after eating a meal really does reduce glucose spikes. And if nothing else, it's made me think twice about unnecessarily, you know, having that extra piece of chocolate or an extra handful of whatever it is that I know spikes my sugar, and the come down from that afterwards, which will just make me crash and feel tired. So if nothing else, it can be a useful behavior change tool. Having said that, a lot of people I know have done similar or used an app that does similar to this. And while they were using it, they were great. And as soon as they stopped using it, they've gone back to their old ways, which is no good, obviously. Now, going back to whether sugar spikes are bad for us, well, there is some evidence that they are. And it's not just the story I was telling you about insulin and how it lays down fat, for example. you know, it's also to do with the effect it has on blood vessels and inflammation. There are these things called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. And when you are glycating something, that effectively means that you are cooking it. And the process was actually first described in the early part of the 20th century in terms of browning food. And so actually I have a group of patients that have things like achy joints who also have or often have pre-diabetes or have done for a number of years. And many of them get that feeling from the glycation of their joints. So I guess in summary, for some people, this kind of methodology could be a tool for behaviour change and maybe preventive. You know, if I can physically see that I've, you know, I'm getting glucose spikes and I can tie it into how I feel, then I'm less likely to do them, I think, if I've got something like this. And I think, you know, in the world of big data and AI and increasing technologies, this is sensible. I do think, obviously, people with type 1 diabetes are the group that absolutely need it if it's available to them. But, you know, just like in the 60s and 70s when, you know, where seatbelts weren't always compulsory, but they would have been if you were a driver of a certain type of vehicle or, I don't know, an astronaut. Now we all have to wear them, don't we, in most countries, because of the obvious benefits. Now, with CGM, we don't really know whether for people without diabetes they're a tangible benefit, but if there are in due course, it's a great way of saving lives in slow motion. Okay, that's it for this week. Do let me know your thoughts. Do you use anything to track your health? Have you used CGM? Is it something you're curious about? Do let me know, I'd love to hear, and please like, share, and subscribe. Do hit that subscribe button on whichever podcast platform you're on, and I shall be with you again in a week's time. Until then, do stay well, look after yourself, take care. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.